word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our study today in the mysteries of the Bible, and more specifically about the mystery of Christ's coming. Now, it's really no mystery to us. We know that Christ came. We know that He was born in Bethlehem. But you see, it was a mystery to the prophets of the Old Testament. Many things they knew about Him, and many things they did not know about Him. You can go back and hear the part one of this series or other messages about the mysteries of the Bible at our website at www.considerhisword.org. In fact, all of our messages are archived there, and you can go back and look at those at any time and listen to them at your leisure. I'd also mention that we'd like to hear from you, and from the website there, you can email us or make a comment about the messages or whatever you'd like to do. But we'd love to hear from you. Again, www.considerhisword.org. We're going to take our text today from 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading again in verse 7 to kind of put our thoughts in context. Now we can see what the Bible is talking about, the mysteries of His coming. And again, I want to clarify, we're talking about the mystery of His first coming, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We're going to look at how it was a mystery to the prophets and a mystery to many of the old-time saints. In order to put it in context, let's begin in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. Peter writes that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now we see Him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, this Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Even the angels are interested in the coming of Christ, and when He came, and how He came, and why He came, and where He came. And we're going to look at some of these mysteries today. Now, these Old Testament prophets, they knew many things that God had revealed to them. God spoke to them, and they knew that a Messiah was coming. They knew that the Anointed One of God, the Chosen One of God, would come and save them from their sin. And they gave us many hints and many very specific prophecies about when Jesus would come and why He would come. We looked last week a little bit at a couple of things. We talked a little bit about the mystery of when He would come. It was given to us in Daniel chapter 9. And so when that time came, as appointed in Daniel 9, the people, many people were looking for Him. Not all, some were skeptical. Some didn't believe Daniel, so they were skeptical. We talked a little bit about the when it might be, and we talked a little bit about how it would be and how that was revealed to Isaiah and revealed to Mary when she inquired of that herself. What about the mystery of where? You know, they knew where Jesus would be born. It had been revealed to him. And many wondered, who had not read the scripture, didn't know the scripture, would he be born in a big city like Jerusalem? Or would he perhaps be born in a foreign city, like maybe in Egypt or perhaps in Babylon? Or maybe some other large, well-known city. Perhaps maybe in Rome, the center of political rule at that time. Well, it was Micah who revealed this mystery to us. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, he said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting." The city of Bethlehem was first mentioned back in Genesis chapter 35. It was a very old city. It was a very small city. Even today, it's still just a small village upon the top of a mountain. It was very insignificant. It was known as the city of David. And I suppose the mystery is, why Bethlehem? Why would he be born there? That we really don't know, except that God said he would be, and it did happen that he was born at Bethlehem. And we celebrate that event every year around Christmas time. You know, if they were going to witness the birth of Christ, the birth of the Messiah, they'd have to go and watch Bethlehem. But not many were watching. In fact, no priests or none of the prophets came, just a band of shepherds, perhaps a few that had been there at the inn that came. What about why? The mystery of why he came. I think the mystery of why Jesus came can be found in his name. You go back to Matthew chapter 1, and it was revealed there to Mary and to Joseph. Beginning in chapter 18 of Matthew 1, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Now here it is, "for he shall save his people from their sins. When all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Here we see two things, that his name would be Jesus, as he would save his people from their sin. That's why he came, to save us from our sin. And in his name, Emmanuel, that it would be God himself in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. It was also told to Mary. The angel said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, the one who saves." That's why he came. But then who would he be? Would he be somebody famous? Would he be a king? Would he be a prophet? Would he be a priest? You realize the answer to all of these is yes. And again, we go back to the Gospels in Luke chapter 1, where we get some kind of hint about who this would be that came. We knew where he would come. We knew why he would come. And in Luke chapter 1, as the angel was again talking to Mary, he revealed about who this would be. In verse 32, again in Luke chapter 1, and in verse 32, the Bible says, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." He would be the Son of the Highest, the very Son of God. He would be the King. who would be promised to David's throne from the time of David, that there would always be a king on David's throne. He would be a descendant of Jacob. He would also be Emmanuel, God with us. You realize that wrapped up in all of these things are the story of Christmas that we usually hear in December and around the time of Christmas. Just seeing that Christmas story, the Savior was revealed. The Messiah was revealed. And we would know when he came. We would know where he came. We would know why he came. We would know who he is, the very Son of God. And he came to save us from our sin. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I think one of the mysteries of the Bible is how God could love us so much that he would send his Son to die on the cross for us. At the end of the passage we read in 1 Peter, it said that even the angels desired to look into this. It was a mystery to the angels and a wonder to them. And in fact, the words that are used in that passage of Scripture suggest that the angels would get down on one knee and very carefully and very intently look to see what was going on. That the Christ of heaven, the pre-incarnate Christ, would come to this earth and would not come in a blaze of glory, but would come as a baby, born in a manger, born to a virgin. And that God would do all of this so that we could have eternal life in him. You see, the problem was that from the time of Adam, man had sinned. The Bible says that through Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And if we were going to be saved, if we were going to find some way out of sin, it would going to have to happen by someone who would come and die for our sin, pay the price for our sin. Now the Bible says if we will just believe him, receive him into our life, that we could have that eternal life. Have you received him? Do you know him? Have you found the Christ who was the mystery to the prophets? And yet all of those things came true. And you can know Christ today. Thanks for joining us. We'll continue again next week as we consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.